as mentioned just a few moments ago, you're listening to WNRBLP Wausau 93.3 FM, Party Central, or Conversation Digest each and every Friday at 7 o'clock sharp. I am the condition, and the Canuspi character individual is flanking my right side. On your radio dial, I am on the left.
Am I on?
Yes, you are. And on the radio dial, Canuspi's on the right, although politically speaking...
Oh, here we go again.
I would be on the right side, and Canuspi would be on the very far, far left. Day 600 of trying to verify Canuspi's liberalism.
I thought it was 550 before.
Yeah, whatever. You're liberal, so you're always all about increasing numbers without any kind of true representation. But God bless that, Canuspi. I have no real problem with that. We're Conversation Digest each every Friday. Like I said, at 7 o'clock, we've got your hard-hitting news as well as many other features that you've grown in love with, like a love story that you can't live without. And without our show, there truly is no
love story?
Actual substitute for Conversation Digest. Not that there aren't shows that are better. It's just that there's nothing quite like this on the airwaves from what I've heard.
I'm unsure that there is any other show on any stations that are like this.
We can try the English language with you one more time, Canuspi.
No, I've given up on that.
Phone lines are open on this holiday, 4th of July of diminishing freedoms, 4th of July weekend, 842-8390, extension 210. Once again, if you would like to make a verbal contribution to Conversation Digest, call The Condition and Canuspi.
Yo!
We'll answer the phone and we'll talk with you. Maybe 4th of July traditions, 4th of July anger towards the Obama administration. Maybe you still want to complain about the Bush administration. Whatever you want to talk
good
about.
Fun.
Open the phone lines is what we do every Friday around this time. We've got what we saw on the way to the studio in just a few moments here, as well as We Don't Give a Crap, our 15-minute Don't Give a Crap moment of the week, where we highlight a story that we just don't care about. And that happens every week. Also, the Condition's karaoke moment at 40 after the hour. All that and much, much more. Right now on Conversation Digest, we've got hard-hitting news. Speaking
news.
Of which, Canuspi, before I get into hard-hitting news...
Yes?
How can they hear archived episodes of Conversation Digest?
Oh, if you would like to hear archived episodes of Conversation Digest, this radio show that you are currently listening to, you may, if you want to, go to famousashtray.com and check out all of our previous recorded episodes. Come on, ladies.
And before I forget, because I so often do, at least for the last 3 years, I've forgotten to do this about 99% of the time, the expressed opinions and views of Conversation Digest definitely aren't the same as those on other shows, and not the friends of WNRBLP. I don't even know what that means. Whatever. Legally, we're supposed to say it, but as you well know, we do a hard-hitting news portion of Conversation Digest each and every Friday at about this time. Canuspi, I'm going to ask of you right
yes?
now, please diminish the size of the font or whatever you would call it on the computer, because I cannot read. I cannot read.
It's just
Paul Bunyan size
font. It's way
font.
Too big.
It's huge. I mean, it's fine.
Is that better?
Yeah, I mean, it would be advantageous for some people, right?
Yes.
It just wouldn't be for our program.
But you have glasses on, so that takes care of the problem.
Yeah. Hard-hitting news. Wausau Daily Herald. Authorities search for child molester. This is a serious story, and we will address it as such. We've got a child molester on the loose in Wausau, in the Wausau area, so please keep an eye out for him. He is a him, and he is apparently they're looking for him. The police are, and the probation officers are remaining on the lookout Thursday for a convicted child molester who allegedly fled from home arrest Sunday, and they're awaiting tips from people who might spot him. Cronin Water Police Chief Dan Joling said Thursday that his officers were searching for Floyd Raymond Ramatowski as they received reports of sightings, and he is 5'8". Check this out, the size you should know, 5'8" tall, with blonde hair and hazel eyes, and was last seen on private property in 3800 block of North Road, Cronenwater. He's 52, he's balding, by the way. So this jerk
is that his picture?
Needs to be found. Yes, it is. He's balding. That's not even mentioned in this article. Way to go, Wausau Daily Herald. No offense.
Dropping the ball once again.
You should have written that, because if you're going to give a physical description, we need it to be as close to reality as possible. So that's hard-hitting news for the first part of the hour. In just a few moments, we've got what we saw on the way to the studio, quickly becoming a momentous occasion.
It's the best.
Every single week at 12 after the hour, and like I said, 15 after the hour, we've got the We Don't Give a Crap moment of the week. It is the 4th of July week.
Woo!
It is the 4th of July weekend, and really narrowing it down, Sunday is the 4th of July. There is an issue with the 5th of July, as it is the day in Wisconsin, and most notably in this area of Wausau, of Schofield, Rothschild, and Cronenwetter, and all the other surrounding areas in this booming metropolis area of Wisconsin, whereby you can no longer smoke in a bar and other businesses.
I thought, was that the 10th or the 5th?
It's the 5th.
Ooh.
And of course, the most notable reason I mention that is, first of all, how can they tell these business owners, these bar owners, to stop smoking? Because a bar was never about healthiness. Was going to a bar, have you ever gone to a bar and said to yourself, I'm going to this bar so that I can promote good health? Have you ever thought that?
No.
And so we're telling the bar owners, you can't do that any longer. You cannot permit smoking. It's against the law. You'll get fined. That's July 5th, which is done on purpose, designed by which they do these things to take away our freedoms after our day of independence.
It seems like as good a day as any to do it, well, just to stick it to
us. Don't you think it's just saying, you know, all of you guys, we don't care about you loving freedom. And, of course, there's the people that the nagging, oh, it's not good for you. Oh, the third-hand smoke, the second-hand smoke. Oh, we must permit it only in a bubble that no one else can breathe in, that smoke, that horrendous smoke. Do it out in outer space. How long until we make all the people get into a rocket to go shoot up to space so that they can actually enjoy a smoke? And then they can't do it up there either.
They might as well say you can't drink water on Tuesdays.
Yeah, or Taco Tuesdays, because that's no longer healthy for you. So it's the 4th of July that's marred by a lack of personal freedoms, if in fact you're someone that enjoys smoking at bars. And don't get me wrong, I don't smoke, I don't like the smell of it, it nauseates me. But at the very least, a bar owner should have the right to choose if they want to have smoking at their bar. And actually, we've had this discussion before, haven't we, Kinospi?
Lots of times.
So, but it's a very necessary thing to discuss because it's a huge issue. 842-8390, extension 210. Will this be the last weekend that you smoke in a bar willingly, or will you do it even after July 5th where they say it's illegal? Will you try to get away with it? Will you say enough of the laws, enough of the really the inhibitive America that we now live in? The landscape, as I say before, is becoming more yellow and more brown. We have less personal freedoms, but this is a show about celebration, isn't it, Kinospi?
Yeah, woohoo!
So I won't harp on this too much. And we'll get into many other joyous occasions in Conversation Digest in the upcoming hour. And then we're going to try to do more programming through the next 2 hours after this 1 hour, up until 10 o'clock when Martial Law's The Underground comes on. So up right now on Conversation Digest, we've got, is it 10 after or is it 12 after? That clock is wrong, I believe.
All clocks are wrong.
What we saw on the way to the studio each and every week at 10 or 12 after 7 o'clock, only on Conversation Digest and 93.3 FM.
That one place called the Grand Canyon. It's not the Grand Canyon. It's not the Taj Mahal. It's not something that even matters. It's just what we saw on the way to the studio. No one cares. No one cares. Over there, what we saw on the way to the studio.
Each and every Friday at 12 after the hour, in this case 10 after the hour, exceptions can be made. We have what we saw on the way to the studio. Kinospi, on your way to the studio, what did you see tonight?
I saw a fence, and it was bent over, and it was not fixed, and no one is going to fix it.
Oh, you're speaking of the fence on Grand Avenue at the cemetery.
Yes, it's all bent over, hurting looking, like someone ran into it.
Well, oddly enough,
vehicle.
That segues into what I saw on the way to the studio. Of course, every week we go by that cemetery on the way to the studio to do Conversation Digest. We ride together. We carpool.
We conserve gas.
Yeah, I mean, I don't care about the carbon footprint. What do I care? Size 12 and a half. What do I care? But we do that to save gas. So I know what fence you're talking about. You're talking about at the cemetery. Oddly enough, coincidentally, we do not premeditate on these. What we saw on the way to the, on the way to the studio,
we only did that once, and that was the first time.
Yeah, well, very little preparation done for the program. But what are you going to do about that? So what I saw on the way to the studio was a gentleman that I thought was using a metal detector at that very same cemetery, and I thought that's tacky and classless, and how dare he? And I thought, what is it he's looking for anyway? Fine jewelry?
Probably change.
Well, in which case, the fine jewelry would be 6 feet under at that point. And I thought, how dare he in broad daylight do this? He's grave robbing at the very least. But then I realized what he had in his hands was not a metal detector, but rather a...
Shovel.
No.
Rake.
No, it's used for cutting weeds. A weed whacker.
Oh, one of those.
I had no idea what he was using. But then I thought that kind of thought I in my mind about the story where they're training. There's this new program where they're training all these people to be construction, to work for the county and the construction crews. And they're training them by having them cut weeds with weed whackers and mowing lawns. I don't understand that at all. If nothing else, have them place the cones on the street because at the very least that has something to do with road construction.
Yikes.
And I really thought he did have a metal detector. I am not making this up. My wild imagination was running rampant at that particular moment. I thought, why has he got a... Why does he have a metal detector, but it was a weed whacker?
It happens. What are you going to do?
So we've got a broken fence and a weed whacker guy at the cemetery, which I mistakenly thought he was holding a metal detector each and every week at 12 after the hour. What we saw on the way to the studio.
It's always the best. Come on, you love it.
It's a reflection on life, Canuspi, isn't it? 842-8390. I apologize for not letting you respond.
Studio lines are open.
842-8390, extension 210. It's a 4th of July Diminishing Freedoms weekend. And we're the gateway to your weekend Conversation Digest.
Party Central!
And also your verbal extravaganza.
We have so many mottos and slogans. And,
well, none of them are
insane.
Catching on, so...
At least I remember Party Central.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's the important one, because really, it's the freaking weekend, do you know what I am saying?
Hey, is that the new one?
They're trying to capture their imaginations by starting their weekends off with us, and they're trying to keep it going. There is some information looping around the planet about a big-time event that is closely associated with, if not completely associated with, WNRBLP, and it's a concert, but I have no... feedback.
It's in August.
I don't have any information here. I don't have any information.
I can.
Well, I mean, they're ruining my mojo here. I was completely ahead of the game here. I thought that'd be a great time to segue into that conversation. All right. Well, right now, we'll do that in just a few moments here. Right now, August 21st, it's a show with three different bands. Dale's West and Lanes. More information coming up in the following weeks, and that's not that far from now. Let's be real here, because right now, it's July 2nd, 2 days away from the Independence Day of America, where we really don't have any freedom anymore anyway. Maybe I'm just being overly cynical. I have no idea. But 15 minutes after the hour, I don't give a crap moment of the week, each and every week at 15 after the hour in Conversation Digest. We have two different articles tonight for the I don't give a crap moment of the week. And it's not a Daily Herald story, I don't believe. One of them is a JS Online story, Married Pilots Hooked Up on Military Refueling Mission. And do not think that I don't care about marriage. It's a fine institution, although it's being brought into question in America these days with various issues that I will not get into, because then I'll get angry and I'll start yelling, and no one needs to hear me do that. Am I right, Canuspi?
I couldn't find any more information out in the production slash room.
Okay, well, we'll just have to get more information in coming weeks. So here's the story. They are a military couple, which, God bless them, that's excellent. As reunions go, according to the JS Online article, it only lasted a few minutes, but Jeff and Christine McClain were thrilled nonetheless to see each other, even though they couldn't hug, let alone kiss. 2009 Fox Point, the couple has spent most of their first... Okay, enough of this.
Is this the not give a crap moment of the
yes,
week?
Yes, it is. And maybe I feel bad about this because they're military personnel, and really we appreciate that at Conversation Digest because they're helping to defend our nation. The plane bottom of Navy Lieutenant Jeff McClain is refueled over Pakistan by the plane of his wife 1 year, Christine McLean, whom he has not seen in 6 months. The photograph was taken by his wingman. The revealing rendezvous was a chance encounter on Jeff's final mission. I do not give a crap about this. And if the JS Online is trying to be funny with a reference to various activities,
that looks between, I don't think they can show that. I'm just saying
that there may be a phallic portion of this thing. So I think it's just crude at best. And I don't know if that's their intention or not. Now, Wabachar on July 2nd said that this story really brought tears to their eyes. Well, it's a great story in the sense that, yeah, of course someone does care. But they're not seeing each other. They're not in human contact. They're in two planes, and they may as well have been 5,000 miles apart. Am I really insensitive, Knuspy?
I know you too well, but no.
Okay, so that's a good I don't give a crap moment of the week. The other one is for the second portion, sub B, I don't give a crap moment of the week. Everest grad hopes to. Okay, this is the part of the show where everyone starts thinking that I'm the true villain of humanity. Because this is another story that I don't give a crap about.
This is a feel-good story.
This is the Daily Herald story right here.
Oh, Daily Herald.
Knew they had to do it sooner or later. Since high school, Angela DeYoung has... Well, we don't need to know her name, but...
You already said it, though.
Okay, well, just retract that. So she's wanted to meet Oprah. So she's... why? There's. I mean, honestly, if someone says, who do you want to meet condition, I'd say, well, how about Jesus? Or how about... I don't know, Richard Nixon, or otherwise Reagan, or otherwise Monty Hall, the old game show host. Any of those people, but why Oprah? Anyone can meet her. Do we realize
this
about
Oprah? Well, she wants the free car from meeting her.
I want to meet Nikola Tesla. I know he's dead, but I want to meet him, the inventor of the Tesla coil.
You have to go back in time.
Andy Kaufman. Wouldn't you like to meet Andy Kaufman?
Very much so.
He'd play a prank on you and would make you cry, and you'd think he was, dead, but he's still alive. So anywho, local teenager wants to meet Oprah, but that's just the beginning. So when she saw an article and email newsletter that Oprah was looking for people to host their own shows on the new Oprah Winfrey Network, DeYoung knew what she had to do. Long story short, why does the Daily Herald care about this? And God bless her,
local.
Too. God bless her, too. But, Knuspy, when was the last time the Daily Herald wrote an article about my hopes and dreams? I'm just being a jerk, and I apologize. This is a good...
I should call them up and have them interview you.
Yeah, I mean, it's a feel-good article. I just don't really care. I hope she gets the show. I hope she does, and if I had read the article, which I don't... tradition has it that when it's an I don't give a crap moment of the week article, we cannot read the whole article. That's just how it is. Because if we did, we might actually give a crap. Do you understand what I am saying?
You have to give up.
You have to.
Because you don't give a crap.
Have I ever read the entire article for an I don't give a crap moment of the week article?
Only if the article was one sentence,
Knuspy.
Wow. I am out of it.
Well, that's fine. That's fine. Just give more amphetamines and everything else.
Okay, I'll...
I don't even know what an amphetamine is.
It's a drug.
Well, I mean, I know it's a drug, but I don't know what it does. It might even be... Is it legal?
Methamphetamines aren't legal.
Well, I know that, so... Okay, hard-hitting news. Back to that. We've got another story from JS Online. This one's one I kind of care about. We've got 20 after the hour on Conversation Digest, 842-8390, extension 210 on this diminishing freedom 4th of July weekend.
Hey, this is probably the feel-good episode of the year.
Yeah, odds are. State aid to schools expected to drop. This is feel-good because finally we're not pumping so much money into these inner-city schools. Or these Milwaukee schools where all the money goes to in the first place.
Take that, schools.
No, because here's the story we're always looking at, right? And I don't say kids should suffer. And now this is the point where everybody thinks I'm a downer and I'm negative and I'm pessimistic.
What kind of a downer?
Not an amphetamine.
Just
negative. Well, what the story here in America is we've spent too much money and now we have to be...
More responsible?
Backtracking. We have to spend the money more accordingly to what really needs to be spent, what it needs to be spent on. So these stories of fiscal responsibility, there is one portion of this that irritates me very much so. So here's the story. General state aid is expected to decrease for more than half of the school districts in metropolitan Milwaukee for the 2010 and 11 school year, according to projections released Thursday. 11 of the 50 public school districts in the four county area will likely receive at least 10% less. Okay, enough is enough. The part of this that I don't care for is what school districts don't receive in aid. They can make up by raising local property taxes to the limits set by state-imposed revenue caps. Jeff Gross says, taxpayers are going to be pretty mad. Well, you're right, Jeff. They're going to be. Director of Business Services for the Menominee Falls School District, where a projected $1.93 million loss in aid is the largest in the four-county area. Gross said his district estimates a 5.6% increase in his tax levy, even though its overall revenue will be, rise by $50,000. Last year, we did it all we could to keep it under 10% levy increase, he said. All of a sudden, Jeff sounds like someone that's not from Wisconsin. This year won't look as bad, but it's another hit. So schools say, look, well, we don't get the funding. Let's just raise taxes.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Well, when was it that money was the main thing, the main source for success at a school in the first place? Isn't accountability the main goal? Someone needs to hold these teachers accountable. They're not teaching well. I mean, I could be a decent teacher, and I'm viewed as a... Well, I mean, I have an anger issue whereby I would yell.
You would get so mad at kids.
I would yell the curriculum. I wouldn't really... kids are good. That's fine. I get along with kids just when they start bad-mouthing me. And I say, I'm 30, but I would say, well, when I was your age. But honestly, it's not the truth. I didn't do anything more difficult when I was their age. I just watched TV. I went to school. I complained about every minute of the day. I got home and I watched TV. MASH I watched and... with the Waltons, if everyone remembers that. 842-8390, extension 210. Hitting it hard on this hard-hitting news segment. And now it's over with. We've got so much more coming up in just a few moments on Conversation Digest. Kenosby, what are you doing for the 4th of July Celebration Gala event, if I may ask? I know it's a private issue for you, but...
I'm going to stay up 36 hours and have a great time.
36 hours?
Yes, an arbitrary time I just picked right now.
Well, if you're going to pick an arbitrary time for the 4th, just say 24 hours because the holiday is only 24 hours long.
Oh, I'm going to be awake the entire day.
You're not going to make it. You can barely make 12 hours, no offense. Do you know what I'm saying?
If I really want to, I can stay up as long as I want.
Kenosby, you have
I just don't care
really
enough,
no
too.
Stamina with no activity in life except for, I don't know, drinking soda and maybe a little bit of rum. You do have a good tolerance towards alcohol, I've noticed.
Vodka.
Yeah, I don't like vodka. Well, no, I like
you
vodka.
You like vodka more than rum.
Yeah, probably. So at one point of tonight's show, I was thinking about doing... what did you just say?
You like vodka more than you like rum.
Yes, I do, yes. I like gin.
You already agreed to that.
I love whiskey.
Before this, now.
If you're trying to avoid a hangover for the 4th of July weekend, first of all, don't think about the federal government, because if you do that... You'll imbibe more heavily than you have since the last time you couldn't stop thinking about what the Obama administration's doing to America. But drink whiskey. As odd as that may sound, it's a hard
booze. Drink whiskey
booze.
If you want.
Well, right now, I mean, I can't make a call to action, but if anyone actually thought that was a call to action, maybe they should stop drinking so much.
Hey,
but
he said alcohol
that's
in the air.
A call to
we
action.
Got a drink now.
Hey FCC, you hear what
was that 12 to 5 or whatever?
Do you hear what the condition just said? He said he made a call to action.
So what about 12 to 5? Uh-oh. Do you want to get it?
It's all the way over there.
Okay. Keep on talking, Kenosby.
Oh, yeah, so what are we... Wait, what were we talking about?
Hi, WNRB.
You pressed the wrong button.
Hello, WNRBLP. This is Conversation Digest. Oh, Dr. Wren. Let's get him on the air, Kenosby.
Okay.
Excellent, Dr. Wren. Haven't heard from you in a while. Are we struggling tonight or what? Oh, well, we're going to get you on the air just so you can... It's the Minister of Freedom. How's it going, Dr. Wren?
Oh, it's not going too badly. I was just listening, and I heard your partner in crime there is trying to figure out how to stay up for 36 hours.
Well, you've met him a couple times. I think you probably know that's not possible for the man to do that.
I can do it.
If he needs an adrenaline rush, I'm doing a fireworks show on the 4th, and my full crew is 6 right now. I've only got 5, so if he wants to blow some stuff up, we can talk.
Where are you going to be at?
Pell Lake, Wisconsin, about 20 minutes south of Lake Geneva.
Is that up north or is that south?
It's 4 hours south.
Oh. Well, I mean, he would need about 5 hours just to make the drive. So you only have, he would need 5 more to get back in that 36 hours. So he would need 21 hours of awake time. He can do matches.
Nope. No, I get the matches. He gets to reload it after I shoot it off.
Oh, so what...
Oh, I get to lose my hands?
So what kind of fireworks are we talking here?
This is the real stuff. We go all the way up to 6-inch diameter.
You got the Peacekeepers?
I've got a shell of shell. It's called the Shell of Shells Titanium Salute, 6 inches.
That sounds like it could be fun to listen to or watch unless you're very close.
Well, most of our guys have hearing protections, yeah, but if you don't, the percussion on this can set off car alarms.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Well, what about M80s? Is that what they're called, M80s?
M80s, that's still just called Class C. That's the amateur stuff.
Oh.
No, the smallest thing I have is 2.5 inches in diameter.
That's the Bush League there, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what I think I'm going to a family event, which I mean, I love family events, but it's like I got to work on Monday, so on Sunday, I'm going to be depressed because I have to work on Monday, so it ruins the 4th anyway.
I know, I got to work on Monday, too. I'm probably going to be rolling back into town about 3 or 4 a.m., and I got to, up at 6 o'clock in the morning and to work by 7.
Does that depress you?
It is what it is.
Yeah, but no, you love work, though, don't you? You love what you do for a living?
I don't know that I love it. But it makes me money.
Yeah. Hey, Dr. Wren, did you know that we're a two-man show now? We lost another one of our co-hosts.
Well, I knew that you lost a co-host, but I thought you picked one up.
Well, we were in discussion with it, but I don't know what happened to him. I think he's probably in the drunk tank now or something, but...
Hey-o.
No, that was Michael Bowman, who also does the show on Sundays, and he was going to go on. Of course, we had our differences about a year and a half ago. Or was that just a year? When was that, Knospi?
Over a year ago.
I mean, so of course, we've had our drama on Conversation Digest. You know, that's what's good about your show, Dr. Wren, is very consistent. And when people turn on to listen, they don't have to worry about all the drama.
Well, you never know. Back when we were at NTC, I did a show right after a whole bunch of allergy meds. And I don't even remember physically doing the show. So there could have been drama on that one.
Oh, well, then who knows what you said on there, huh?
I know. Luckily, at that time, Dino Corvino was the station manager, and he was just listening to the show going, oh, dear God, this could go so wrong.
Oh, well, I mean, it did anyway at the NTC, but that's fine. Unfortunately,
I assume that if I would do anything bad, that he would have run in and just killed the mic or something.
Well, I mean, there's been times where people said to us at a later time, boy, you guys can't do that, but we're still here. And we're very thankful for that, of course, as well, because... it's been a great opportunity to be here. 3 years and counting. Did you know that? We've been here for 3 years.
Woo-hoo.
But you've been here longer. I mean, you go way back. So so is Mrs. Wren going with you down to, where was it he's going to, Knospi?
I forgot the name.
I could ask him, but. No, where are you going to, Dr. Wren?
Pell Lake.
And is Mrs. Wren going with you, or what's the story?
She's actually visiting family down in Oklahoma. She's not going to be back until the 7th.
Oh, okay, so I don't want to say, like, well, you got out of visiting the in-laws, but maybe they're wonderful people. I don't know.
Well, I mean, we get along, she thinks my in-laws are crazy, and she's right, and I think her in-laws are crazy, and she agrees that I'm right, so...
Well, then you're in agreement.
But, yeah, neither one of us wants to hang out with either one's parents.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I don't even want to hang out with my parents, so...
I got an email from your parents about 2 weeks ago that they're avid listeners. No, I'm just joking. So, what have you been up to? You've been out of town lately, huh?
Yeah, we had a Corvette Club autocross a couple of weeks ago, so that was a good time, and apartment association stuff, and had to go to Green Bay and actually pick up the shells for the fireworks show. It's just, even tonight, I'm only catching your show off and on. I'm driving around town running errands.
Well, we've got an issue with cross interference from another station too, so you might be picking up some pop top 40 music by chance.
Actually, the only time I picked that up was in my physical driveway. I live up at the top of Franklin Hill where I can pick up that lacrosse station, but I'm in Red Mountain right now, which means I'm getting closer to our transmitter.
Yeah. Well, we were 2 feet away from the WAHMA. And we were picking up the lacrosse station. So apparently the closer you get to the WNRBLP, the weaker the signal is or something. But, of course, the transmitter's not here. I mean, the antenna's not here, so.
Right, yeah, it's up at, it's on the top of Mosinee Hill. So,
yeah.
Like I said, by being in Rib Mountain, I'm actually creeping closer and closer to it.
Well, at least we don't transmit the smell from Mosinee. That's not nice of me.
Mosinee Hill is actually not in Mosinee.
No, I right. Yeah, I'm just being, you know, earlier in our we don't give a crap moment of the week, I was talking about the girl that wants to be on the Oprah. She wants to have her Oprah show or whatever. I said, why doesn't the Daily Herald talk about my hopes and dreams? But I thought, well, geez, because they know that I gave up on them 10 years ago. So they consider that a moot point, I'm assuming.
So speaking of hopes and dreams, I see Willie's going to be one of your topics.
Oh, we were thinking about that, and Mr. Icy Willie, tear down those walls. I don't care for the fact that we yet another business was hindered by local officials. That gets my goat, as they say. But at the same time, I actually live in that neighborhood, and there were some issues there. When they had that bust with the unfortunate situation with the Girls Gone Wild bus, I thought this isn't going to go over so well in the Wausau community, and I was so right. That was a condition. You know, I call myself on the condition now on the air, right?
What's that?
I call myself the condition on the air now.
Oh, okay.
Well, I can't go by my name because I'm trying to, you know, build a career, and if I call myself by my real name, if someone hears me that's a client, they may not like what I say. So now I'm referred to as the condition.
So we have the condition, 3-1, and what's Hauptman going to call himself?
This is Hauptman.
Knospi.
Oh, Knospi's still Knospi because he doesn't have to worry about a career.
Thanks.
No, I mean, you're fully stacked with success. How's it going, Martial Law? Martial Law's in the studio. So Icy Willie's is a situation where, what they do at this point in time is say, okay, well, look, we're not going to be, okay, we'll read that in a bit, excellent. We're not going to be a nightclub for adults anymore, so we're gonna switch gears and be a teen nightclub. And I thought, well, excellent, because at that point we can, have the parents sending their teens to a place that was shut down for breaking the law.
And what I love is they're going to apply for this entertainment license, and their sign already says opening soon, you know, this teen club, and they need to apply for an entertainment license from the city. The same people who yank the liquor license are the ones that they have to ask for this license from, and they've already gone on record saying, no, we're not doing anything with the sound system or the music level. I'm like, so you got your liquor license ganked for noise, among other things, and you think they'll actually give you a different license with the knowledge that the noise is coming back?
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. I don't know the gentleman that, if I can call him that owns the place, but I'm sure he's, you know, wants to make a living. But he's been on record as ridiculing Wausau to the point where, why would Wausau want to do business with him anyway?
Right, and he even went so far as to put it up on his little lighted marquee sign. That was on Jim Rosenberg's blog. They've got a picture of the sign, insulting a little bit, Chief Hardell right on their sign.
Oh, they shouldn't do that. Well, I can't support a business that, waters down their... Well, I don't know if they do that, but,
I remember when they first opened up, I was following the rants and raves section of Craigslist. And the comments that they got right after they opened, how, you could, spend $20 for drinks and the bartenders would give you wrong change and then you'd argue, so basically, they'd, figure ways to get you separate you from your money. And then according to the Craigslist comments, whatever happened on Girls Gone Wild was nothing compared to Halloween night. If you wanted, nudity, Halloween was the night to be there.
Oh, really?
What did I know about that?
Well, I mean, I was just—I think I was drunk and passed out at home. What was I? I live. Where was I? Of course, I'm pretty much married, so it's not like I can do anything about it. But, that's good that they. I mean, maybe that streak, Ken Streak can calm down now or something. But, I can't even imagine. That's where the Humane Society used to be.
Yep.
So you had you would have had the howling and then the howling. The wolves and the dogs. So, but the Humane Study moved, of course. So, Dr. Rent, we're gonna have to go because I got my karaoke moment up in just a moment here. I got it's where.
Yep, I'm at my next errand, so I need to run in and take care of that.
All right, Dr. Rent, it's all as always. Great hearing from you. Do you want to do a quick rendition of a plug for your own program?
Dr. Rent Show Thursdays from 5 to 6, talking about everything rental.
All right, excellent, Dr. Rent. Great talking to you. Have a great weekend, and hope to hear from you soon.
Yep, if you want to blow stuff up, email me.
Excellent. Sounds all right. Great. Thanks a lot, Dr. Rent. All right. Well, that's Dr. Rent each and every... Well, I mean, he's not on here. Well, he's on his own program. Thursday nights from 5 to 6, am I right?
Yes, that's what he just said.
And, what happened, I was looking at the Losing Scarlet poster. And
oh, yeah, we can...
Is that Scarlet? That's Jody. Who's the other one behind her? Who's your favorite? Oh, you can't. No, see, you can't do that because you're trying not to get them angry with you. Well, Jody's attractive. Can I say that in the air? Sorry, Jody. She's not listening. So here's the story. August 21st in Weston Lanes, we've got a huge event. And really, it's going to help to put us on the map here because it's going to be an event that a lot of people from WNRBLP are associated with, actually helping out. Martial Law is going to be there. I don't know if Dr. Run's going to be there. We've got a lot of members of the WAHMA there, I'm assuming. Knutsby and I will be there. But anyway, so WNRBLP, 93.3 FM and Wausau Area Hmong Mutual Association presents Losing Scarlet with special guests Outside the Blues and Blue Circle Jam Band. Losing Scarlet's one of Chicago's premier rock bands, formed in 2007, and the band was it rose quickly to be one of the most recognizable bands in the Midwest. Their debut album has gained them recognition and attention nationwide, and fresh off their West Coast tour, Losing Scarlet will be performing a show here in Wausau to raise money to keep your community station alive. WNRBLP 93.3 FM will continue to stay on the air with events like this. So in case you're wondering, money issues, and of course money's tight these days, but these ticket prices are very reasonable, and you can save $10, $2. Well, I mean, they could save $10 by not going, but that would be the mistake. If you pay in advance to get a ticket, it would be $10 advance upfront money, otherwise $12 at the door, and of course this includes three bands. Tickets can be purchased in advance at the following locations: either at the WNRBLP station at 1109 6th Street, or County Market on 220 South 18th Avenue, otherwise at Triggs, 110 South 17th Avenue. Now, the doors open at 6 p.m., concert starts at 7, so you can go in there. Is there alcohol there or not? I don't think there is there?
Not in the ballroom, but it's right next to the bar.
Okay.
Stamp on their hand so they can go freely back and forth.
Yeah.
Over the age of 21.
Or have a flask or whatever. But so it's Saturday, August 21st, O'Dale's Weston Lanes. And that's there's also a silent auction featuring many items, gifts, and prizes. Sorry, ladies, they're not auctioning off the condition. I apologize.
You have to pay them.
No, so what's Jody's story?
What do you mean, what's Jody's story?
Is that her name, Jody?
Yes.
No, she's, you know, pretty girl.
Let's see, what's Jody's story? Well, I really don't know other than her and Scott, the guitar player. He's the big gentleman standing in the back on that picture. Formed the band in 2007.
Well, they're not dating or anything, are they?
Not as far as I know. I mean, okay. They might be.
Well, at that point, I would have stopped talking about it, ceased and desisted at this particular moment. He's a big guy.
Yes, he is. I mean, if anybody goes to YouTube and looks up Losing Scarlet and watches any of their videos, it's actually quite interesting seeing just how big Scott is and how tiny that guitar looks that he's playing.
Well, yeah, and he would just assume play it, then smash it over my skull if I said the wrong thing. We get to meet all these individuals, right?
Yes. You actually know one of the members of the Blue Circle Jam Band.
I do?
Yes, you do. That would be Professor Philip T. Watchwell.
Oh, I didn't know he was on there.
He has a program here on WNRB.
Wonderful man.
On Friday mornings at 10 o'clock.
No, I just met him a week or two ago, and we had a nice conversation, and he was very pleasant and very complimentary, and I always appreciate people that say nice things to me. It's when they yell at me and they pick apart everything I do.
Oh, you mean like what I do to you?
No, you don't do that. You're just joking anyway, so.
Oh, yeah, I know.
But, no, we've got a bloody nose story. Thanks a lot, Martial Law. I'm looking forward to that huge event. That's going to be great.
So am I. It's going to be fun.
And that situation last night, Lee and I were watching. You know what? I've got my karaoke moment of the week. We'll do the story, the bloody nose story, in a few moments here. Karaoke moment of the week on Conversation Digest. Each and every week, I don't sing it, but I play a song. Knutsby plays a song that I have at one point in my life done in karaoke format on 93.3. Well, I mean, WNRBLP Wausau 93.3 FM.
Your big hit station.
I just can't wait till
Each and every Friday, karaoke moment of the week brought to you by Knuspy's fat finger. And
I hate you. I hate everything about you. And I hope you get a cold.
And my karaoke skills.
In the bullseye.
Songs that I have sung at one point in my life in karaoke. I am the king of karaoke. Stage presence like you would not believe. Knuspy, vouch for my talent. Would you
sadly,
please?
Sadly, that is true.
Yes. 842-8390 extension 210.
Cereal?
Yes. 842-839-Cereal, extension 210. Open phone lines. Bloody nose moment of the week. Last night we're watching Gutter Island. Or wait,
Shutter.
Gutter Island's where martial law's mind is at right now. So we had this moment of this movie's going to be insane. And you know what this film is all about. It's all about perception of reality.
Hey, I didn't see it yet.
I'm not giving anything away. Most movies like this, you can tell right away that they're about perceptions of reality. It's Leo DiCaprio, who I said to Leah, as soon as it starts in the menu portion of it where you can pick a scene, select a scene, I said, look, how does this guy get all these wonderfully attractive models? And she said, well, he's rich, he's famous, he's got a baby face, some women like that. I said, well, I don't get what's going on. And I started sniffling, and I said, look, I don't know if it's allergies or if I have a cold or what have you.
You were crying?
No, I just started sniffling, and I thought the movie hasn't even started. I cry in movies sometimes, but I don't cry in perception of reality films. And it had started anyway, so I'm sniffling like I got a weepy nose, you know, like it's snotty or something. And so I'm wiping down my nose with a napkin from Subway, because we went and got Subways beforehand, and I've got blood all over my hand, right? So I think while perception of reality is, look, I never get my perception of my reality at that point is I'm dying because I have a brain tumor, because I never get bloody noses.
You did then.
And do you understand that I'm a hypochondriac, so to speak? I get a bloody nose for the first time in 10 or 15 years, and no, Knuspy, I was not picking my nose. And I've got blood all over the place, and Leah's like, oh, don't get it on the carpeting. Like, there's not stains on that carpeting anyway.
That carpet is only a big stain.
She really didn't say that, but that was just really what I thought she would say.
Oh, that was your perception?
Nag, 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 nag. Yeah. Well, relationships. Am I right, guys? So I run in the bathroom. I'm dripping blood all over the place. I mean,
hey,
it is all over the place.
I didn't see any blood on the
ground.
Well,
I wiped it up.
Okay.
You know, I didn't just leave it there. So I said,
it could have stained.
It didn't. Well, no, it got the laminate flooring. It's not going to stain the laminate. What are you thinking, Knuspy?
I am thinking awful.
Obviously not like Dr. Clean or Mr. Clean or whatever his name. The aerosol cleaner guy. So, you know, there's really not much of an ender to that story. But if you get a bloody nose, don't just assume perception of reality.
Don't assume
that
you have a tumor.
Dying of a brain tumor. You're hemorrhaging. I said, what is the cause of these? And I was going to go on WebMD, and you can go there if you would like, but there's no need to really. But if you would like to go to WebMD, by all means do so. So anywho, I thought, what am I going to do? I'm going to go on to WebMD, find out I'm dying because I got a bloody nose. Leah's like,
so did you type in bloody nose that said you are going to die?
I never did this because Leah talked me down. She talked me down. She said, condition. It's a broken vessel or a broken
blood vessel.
Whatever. She said, don't worry about it. It happens all the time. I said, look, I never get bloody noses, and it's an event that I could not forget about. So that's
that story.
So
you freaked out.
I did freak out.
I would, too.
4th of July weekend, diminishing freedoms all over America because of President Insane Barack Obama. Barack Insane Obama. WNRBLP, Wasson 93.3 FM.
Happy 4th of July. I've been out here, I'm kind of scouting out a place to shoot fireworks here for the big 4th of July coming up. You know, after years and years of trial and error, talk about firework safety. First thing you know about firework safety, fireworks ain't safe. Anytime you're going to go out and light a fuse on something that's going to explode, that ain't safe. So if you little kids get close to something with a fuse about that long, chances are you're going to lose a finger. So if you want to be careful, watch the fireworks on the TV or on a DVD set, but don't go out and light them on fire. There's some that are safer than others. I think this year we're going to go with the basics, the Roman candle, bottle rockets, black cat, the Superman, the flip daisy, the jackhammer, M80, cherry bomb, Korean airliner, French dip, dipsy doodle, crazy panther, the log jammer, the fly-by-night. You got to look out for that one. The blue one is the craziest one of all. You need to have a long old fuse on that thing. The worst thing is you wait 30 seconds for something to blow up. It don't do it. Next thing you know, your aunt or somebody heads over there and says, well, I think it's done. And that explodes right by our foot. That'll scare everybody. Everybody will be running. It'll send a whole trailer park in a frenzy. I've seen it. And I guess if anything, you can put on some safety goggles, protect your eyeballs. Even if your hands are burning off, you still can see your hands burn off. So we're going to get out here with some blankets and sit under the stars and be as safe as we can when we're lighting fuses. Now this far from her face and see what happens. Sometimes it's a beautiful show and everybody wants a big piece of pie and something to eat and drink at the end of the night. And you can't do that if you're getting fed through an IV. So be careful out there. Happy 4th of July. We'll see you later.
That guy's my new idol.
I don't know. He's okay. Fireworks safety. Any bad memories of 4th of July?
One year ago, maybe 20 years ago, my dad told me that if I ate cotton candy too late at night, I would have nightmares.
It happens. Why do you sound like Mitch Hedberg all of a sudden?
Because my speaking skills are in the trash.
Okay. No, no. He was an articulate...
No, he just didn't want to buy me... He wanted me to not get cotton candy because he didn't feel like having me all hopped up on sugar.
Well, that was the 4th, or was that just a regular carnival?
I don't know. There was fireworks.
So, no, hold on a moment. Yeah, but you just integrated this as a 4th of July... memory, and it may not even be as such.
Yeah, it is. It Jeez. Was. It was a 4th of July.
Mel Brooks, why don't you come up with another...
It was... It...
Okay, all right, I'll buy it.
I know
buy
where
it.
You live.
Okay, no, I'll... You know, my worst 4th
I've never,
of July...
I've never blown off a hand or anything.
No, but perception of reality. You could have no limbs whatsoever right now, and we wouldn't even know it because we're both a little bit nutty. My worst memory is 2 days before the 2010 4th of July diminishing of freedom... weekend.
Hey, that's just...
That's right now, actually.
Okay.
Good show. Going great. Got a call from Dr. Rent. It went well. Visited by martial law. We talked about the huge event on August 21st.
Huge
but the
event.
Fact of the matter is, the reality of the situation is that America is being overran and inundated with this newfound entitlement of an administration that is so coercive and so manipulative. I don't really care to get into it because it's the weekend and we're the... We are the Party Central show, aren't we? Cannot
Gateway
be.
To the weekend.
842-8390, extension 210. Any last comments? We've got the greatest moments of Conversation Digest coming up in just a few moments. It'll go for another 2 hours up until the time when martial law marches on in and he does his own program, which is affectionately referred to by as the Underground. He plays unsigned indie bands.
It's not amateur hour.
It's not amateur hour. And also, we've got a lot of other shows on WNRBLP as well.
Oh, should I get out the...
Yeah, by all means. We've got a show on Wednesdays.
What Wednesday?
Doctor of Boogies and Blues.
Did I find that one?
What's his name? Doctor Blues.
Blues Doctor.
Blues Doctor.
Hold on. Getting there.
Otherwise, we've got other announcements.
There we go.
You know, we've got the Blues Doctor. He's the... And he, what really what he does is he prescribes medication... If you're down in the dumps, or maybe if you're too happy, either way, listen to the program. It's 7 to 11 p.m. on Wednesday evenings, and it's the Clinic of Boogies and Blues. Boogie and Blues, the doc serves up the best in the blues to cure your ills. Listeners can expect to hear artists from the 20s as well as brand new releases. The musical medicine takes a holistic approach to the blues, including Texas blues, acoustic, classic, Chicago, East Coast, West Coast, which, you know, segues right into rap as well. British as well as gospel, R&B, blues, rock, and all subgenres. And I'll fully admit, Doctor, the Blues Doctor, that I have no knowledge of blues, which I probably should. I have never really met Doctor, the Blues Doctor.
You keep trying to mess up his
name. I'm not trying to mess it up.
Accidentally.
Yeah,
it was,
I'm not
it was
doing
an accident.
I called martial law the wrong name like 5 minutes in a row. I had no idea what was going on.
When was...
I have dyslexia. I can't think of... And if anyone thinks that I'm being a jerk about that, I'm not. I'm not joking. I say things backwards all the time. And instead of saying, like, the sun's going to blow up, I'll say the blow-up's going to sun. I say things like that all the time. So Michael E. Bowman is on What's Left on the Table, presents Hollywood Sludge with him and Biff Mendelsohn. There may be a little bit of tension going there, if you know what I am saying.
I heard they were going to have a fight.
9 to 10 p.m. on Sundays. Quite often he's missing during the NFL season. God bless him.
And by quite always?
Well, how many games do we have on at that time on Sundays anyway?
Maybe two?
No, it's one, Knospi. One. One Sunday night game.
One?
Yeah. And if it's not the Packers, what reason does he have to miss?
He likes the Bears.
But he is on our show sometimes. And we were able to, you know what, we used to call him 3-1 because we removed him from the program.
Because it was 3-1.
And now one of those 3 people's gone, and we were not going to say his name because what's the point?
Is it like 12-5 or something?
It's the K-Man and me now. So each
is
week,
that my new official name now?
Yeah, you're the K-Man.
Oh, jeez.
K-Man and the condition each week on your big hit station. Hey, K-Man, remember that one time I walked into a bar with a rabbi and a... Okay. Each week, come
you
discover...
You walked into the bar and then I ducked?
With a rabbi. Okay. Each week, some discover the 6 hottest Hollywood stories from the past week as compiled by the host Michael E. Ballman and his named source... I don't get that. What does he mean named? Oh, because it's like... Oh, it's like
the Deep Throat. Name is actually there.
Yeah, it's like Deep Throat from
Nixon.
Woodward and Bernstein.
Oh.
So join them on a foray into what depths of morality or immorality... The stars sink too each week as they try to come to an understanding as to why these things happen to America's most glamorous person. Okay, I can just sum it up in about a minute here. What he'll do is he'll talk about Biff Mendelsohn. Anything that goes wrong with the show, he'll blame it on Biff. And then they'll talk about Lindsay Lohan, who she's been with as of late. They'll talk about the
I heard she got punched by a waitress.
Good. He'll talk about the 2 guys from the Twilight series, the feud between them. He'll talk
Jacob
about
and Edward.
Yes. Yes, definitely. And then how he's on Team Edward and how Biff is on Team Jacob. They'll also talk about the Kardashians, or otherwise the okay, I'm not going to say it, but they're known for their rumps. They're known for their rumps. Okay, I won't say it. I will not say it. And also what they'll do is they'll talk about various relationships between people like Ryan Reynolds and what's her name?
Scarlett Johansson.
All right, Knusby, what do we got? One more show.
Pick one.
Well, no, I mean...
I don't know what I'm doing.
Okay.
I'm done.
Listen to Swab Weege Feege. I do not know how to pronounce the name. I apologize. But every day, WNRBLP has live Hmong programming from 7 a.m. to 8 a.m., 12 p.m. to 1 p.m., and 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Every show will discuss different topics that you want to know about. Tune in to the station that gives you a voice for the voiceless. Did you write that one?
No.
All right. All right, so join us here each and every week at 7 o'clock with a Party Central and this and that. We've got 2 hours of really non-edited material because it is as it happens.
I'm not going to play the end.
It is as it happens. The show, the way it happened, whenever. It's the next 2 hours of the best of Conversation Digest. And make way for The Underground with Martial Law coming up at 10 o'clock sharp, where he plays the stuff that no one else has the cojones to play. Am I right, Martial Law?
Yep.
Okay. All that and much, much more. Keep your ears tuned right here on WNRBLP Wausau.
There might be a song in between.
That's fine. Okay. 93.3 FM.